Warning, the following audio transmission is based on theory and is intended for entertainment purposes only. It's Doomsday and its affiliates will not be held liable for anything your dumbass does. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome everybody to It's Doomsday Podcast. Today is Sunday, January 28th, 2024. Time is 7:46 p.m. The email, itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. Drop us a line. Listen, don't come to my house, okay? And that's going to be the premise of this episode. Don't come to my house when shit hits the fan. There's been so much talk lately about war and border crisis and presidential election. You guys know I'm active on social media and I talk to different people getting into the prepper game. Like this is a continuous thing where I talk to new preppers. It's almost a daily basis that I'm talking to new preppers or people just getting into this or people looking for advice. And you know what I've done? Ladies and gentlemen, you know what I've been doing this whole time? It's Doomsday Podcast launch in 2019. I've been cataloging prepper information for you, bringing on experts and authors and guests to try to help get you guys prepared. If you find someone that says, I'm coming to your house when shit hits the fan, you say, nope, you need to go listen to It's Doomsday Podcast. You need to share this show with them, and you need to have them listen to these episodes, learn the things they need to know, get a better sense on what it means to be a prepper, get into the prepper mentality, prioritize what they're doing, help them prioritize what they're doing, should I say, and get them on the straight and narrow prepping road. You know, that's what you need to be doing. There is no way in hell I am prepping for strangers or friends or family. No, I prep for myself. I prep for my wife. I prep for my kids. And I prep for those few bastards that are in my immediate circle because they're not showing up empty-handed. I have selected my group, and there is a cutoff, and that is it. Don't come to my fucking house, okay? I will tell you what, I had a buddy reach out to me many years ago. It's maybe, not many years ago, 3 to 4 years ago, he reached out to me. And I was telling him, like, dude, you know, he was getting worried about the state of the world. And I was like, dude, you need to go buy a gun. You need to get some canned goods. Consider getting a solar generator. Consider getting a couple two-way radios and maybe some motion sensors around your house. Start upping your game. Get some water filtration. Get some water storage in case shit really hits the fan, man. So it'd be good. He's like, well, dude, me and my family just plan on coming to your house if things break bad. And I said, oh, no, dude. Oh, no. That's not going to happen. I said, the only thing I have to feed you and your family is a 5.56 round. And he said, it's like that. And I said, you're dead ass serious. It's like that. And I casually explained to him that food is limited, but I have an abundance of ammunition. And I said, again, water is limited, but I have an abundance of diesel fuel. And I will happily sacrifice a few rounds and a gallon of diesel to dig a hole. Right? Because that's just the way it is. Because when it comes to my kids' safety and my kids being comfortable and my kids eating, that comes above all else. If you're someone that's new to the prepping world or the prepping industry, maybe you ought to consider hitting up some of these events that are taking place. Get a sense of community. Maybe find that one person that wants to band together and start a group, because there are people out there that want to do that. That's not a horrible thing. It's not a bad thing. Okay? Prep Stock is a great example of this. Prep Stock is an event that we host. Okay, myself, local prepper, a handful of others, the B-Man J. will be there. Rusty Shackelford will be there. Guys, we're going to be at this event trying to help you guys get better prepared. Prepstock.net. Go there. Get the information you need. Find out whatever you need to know about coming to the event. Come out. Meet up with us in October. Buy a ticket. And we will help you guys survive the apocalypse. Okay? That's the whole premise of this event. This is the whole reasoning for this event, is to help get people better prepared. With what's going on right now, it seems like it's more and more of a frequent thing where I'm getting more and more questions and more emails, more and more people reaching out. Hey, what do I do? You listen to this Doomsday podcast. That's what you do. Share it with your friends and family. That's what you do. You don't understand, and no one understands. Listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Sharing this show with people around you is a prep in itself. Because if you share this with Jerry, Jerry's going to start prepping. And then guess what? Jerry's somebody that you don't have to watch your back for anymore. And Jerry might become better prepared than you. And Jerry might save your ass. Do you get what I'm saying? Sharing the show, helping getting other people to prep, is a prep in itself.
Are you looking for something kick-ass to add to your closet? Reaper has the hookup for t-shirts, hoodies, button-ups, hats, beanies, and plenty of other badass products. You can check out Reaper Apparel Company at www.reaperapparelco.com and use code DOOM10 for 10% off. Jester only stands behind brands he believes in, and Dan at Reaper Apparel has a mission, and Jester is on board. Go check out www.reaperapparelco.com today and use code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire order. Why be a sheep when you can reap? Use code DOOM10 for 10% off at www.reaperapparelco.com today.
Now, I've been highly annoyed lately with the lack of preparation in our society. I really have been. It's been driving me nuts seeing this society that just eats McDonald's and relies on Walmart and eats fast food 5 times a day. You're not going to survive if you're one of these people. And I'm not fat shaming, but we're going to go down a road for a second. The bigger you are, the more horrible health that you're in, the more dependent you are on medications, the less likely you are to survive any kind of shit hits the fan scenario. And you could say, Jester, that's mean. I don't care. Somebody needs the truth. Somebody needs to hear it. I don't fucking care. Get yourself in better shape. Get your health in order. Do that shit. Okay? There's no excuse of why you can't get up and go for a walk. There's no excuse of why you have to suck down McDonald's. There's no excuse for this shit. You do these things because you choose to do them. You can't blame anybody else. You can't put it on anybody else's shoulders. This is on you. If you're not going through the proper steps to get, you know, body and mind in the proper shape for a shit hits the fan scenario, that is on you. And I'm just gonna ask you a hypothetical scenario. If you're in a burning building and the walls are crashing down around you, who do you want coming up the stairs to save you from that burning building? Do you want some 350-pound, out-of-shape, fucking overweight firefighter that barely got his ass up those stairs, that's out of breath and coughing and choking and trying to drag you down the hall as shit's burning down around you? Or do you want that firefighter who's in great shape that ran up those stairs, tosses you over his shoulder and carries you down and brings you to safety? What do you want? The same goes for this scenario. Get your mind in better shape, get your body in better shape, because when shit really hits the fan, you're going to need to be in that better shape for survival. And most of you out there are not going to make it. You're not going to. If you're one of these people that I'm describing, you're not going to make it. And you know what? And there's nothing that can be done. There's nothing I could say to ease that pain. That is just simply the fucking way it is. But I knew people. And I've known people that are not in that good of shape. And they know they can't run through the woods. They know they've got health issues. They got this, that, the other. And they've said to me, Jester, if shit hits the fan, I will shoot for you so you and your family can leave. Until then, just give me some, you know, company in the apocalypse and I can contribute where I can. The only thing I can offer is gardening and pulling that trigger. Like, I'm not going to run and gun. I'm not going to fight, but I'll offer some protection so your family can get the fuck out of here. I'll help create a distraction. Because, honestly, being here is just prolonging life a little bit. If we get into a firefight, I'm as good as dead anyway. But let me pop off some rounds for you to get out of here type situation. Some people need to know their role, and some people need put in their place. And that's kind of what this episode's about today. I spent years building up my prepper pantry, learning and acquiring skills, taking hours to do research, taking hours to prep foods and do different things, and tons of money stockpiling different things that I feel will help me survive in the apocalypse. I didn't buy what I bought for my neighbor or for a friend. I bought this for my family, okay? I bought this to protect myself. And I want everybody out there to start getting into this mentality of you need to do what you're doing for yourself and your family. This isn't about your neighbor. This isn't about your buddy down the road. That's not what this is about. And I'm not saying you shouldn't have a sense of community. Whenever last hurricane I went through in Florida, we were the only ones on the block with power. I was happily giving my neighbors ice because they didn't have any. I was happy to help out. Did I allow people to come to my house to wash their clothes or put things in my fridge or this, that, the other? No, but mainly because nobody asked me to. I probably would have been like, yeah, you can use my washer. You're out of underwear. Here, let me help you out, bro. I would have done that. I would have allowed people to throw some meat in my fridge and freezer so it didn't go bad. Nobody asked me to do that, right? Mainly people came to me for ice because it was hot and they wanted something cold to drink. Had a week gone by, those scenarios probably would have started coming up. 2 weeks has gone by that more things like that would have happened, but we went a week without power, and everybody in my neighborhood kind of banded together and helped each other out. And that's not what I'm saying you should or shouldn't do. That's your own prerogative. A sense of community is a good thing. But if you're one of these motherfuckers who has never prepped and who has never stockpiled a goddamn thing, do not come to my house, because I am not in this to take care of anybody but myself and my family and my kids. That is it. That's who I do this for. Okay? If you think I'm going to let my kids go hungry so your kids can eat, you got another thing coming. And anybody that calls me an asshole for that, no. I'm not an asshole. I'm a father. Period.
Do you have enough food in your pantry for when disaster strikes? Go to www.readywise.com and utilize code DOOM10 for 10% off your entire food order. ReadyWise offers long-term food storage items such as chicken and beef that last up to 15 years. But that's not all. Go to www.readywise.com and use our code DOOM10 for 10% off of organic food as well. Offering chili, pasta, and soups, they have you covered. Did we mention they have fruits? Bananas, blueberries, strawberries, and apples, just to name a few. With many more food options for your home, car, or bug out bag, ReadyWise has your six. Go to www.readywise.com now and utilize code DOOM10 for 10% off.
That's what it's about. That is why I do what I do. You want to protect your kids, right? You'd kill for your kids. I do the same thing. And if you happen to be the person in the way of that, you're as good as dead. That's just the way this is. I'm sorry. And if you think you're going to come take me out because you know where I keep a couple canned goods, you're a fucking idiot. If you want to risk your life over a can of beans, you're fucking retarded. I'm sorry. It is the way it is. Guys, I hate to come at people in a very mean manner, and I hate to be overly blunt in today's episode, but with more people getting into this and trying to prep and different things going on, this is something everybody just needs to hear, right? As local prepper would say, and I've heard him say this on multiple occasions, stop going out and spending $5 every day on the fucking coffee and put back $35 a week into canned goods. That's easy to do. If you're a two-pack-a-day smoker, cut back to one pack a day. Your health is going to be better in the apocalypse, and guess what? You could put that money into fucking storing some shit. I watch people burn up money on the dumbest, most insignificant shit that's a one-time use thing, and it drives me fucking insane. I've got people out there that won't spend $35 on a prep stock ticket that claims they're a prepper, but you'll spend $35 a week on dipping cigarettes or beer or McDonald's. And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you're a prepper. And you're like, I don't have the money to really stock what I want, but watch me go eat this McDonald's. Watch me burn this money up in cigarettes or vape pens. Or watch me, you know, just watch them do this. There's no sympathy for you. Pull your head out of your ass. Nobody is going to feel bad for you because you inappropriately spent the funding that you could have put into stockpiling. Nobody cares. And this is going to get a little bit mean and this is going to get a little bit nasty, but this is kind of the way it is. Everybody I know that's a prepper who actually has their shit in order has worked really, really fucking hard over the years to acquire skill sets. And they've done hours of research in order to know how to properly store foods or save money. Or some of these people, and these are probably my favorite preppers, the coupon cutter prepper. I love these people. When you walk in and you see their little stockpile in their pantry, and they're like, yeah, I got about a 90-day food supply down there. It took me a while of cutting coupons, but that whole 90-day supply that you're seeing down there cost me about $60. It took a while to get it, but $60, I'm good with it. Like, I love seeing that shit. When you think to yourself, one, you know, thing of freeze-dried food that you would get from one of my people, you know, it might cost you $60 to get it. And it's maybe a 4-week supply at best. And you see that somebody was able to build a 90-day supply with cutting coupons and being thrifty and whatnot. And they spent the same amount of money to get 90 days versus 4 weeks. It's like, holy shit, this person is on top of things. Now, in the grand scheme of things, that 4-week freeze-dried shit's going to last you 25 years. And those canned goods might get you 6-7, depending on what it is and how much you believe in best buy dates and expiration dates, might get you 10-15. The freeze-dried food will outlast it. I don't care what anybody says. Come at me with any argument you want. I don't care. The freeze-dried food will outlast the canned goods. It's just the way it is. And I know there's 80 fuckers out there listening right now that are probably like, well, Jester, I saw videos where they were opening stuff up for World War II and eating it, and that was a lot longer ago. Yeah, okay, one-off scenario. That's not guaranteed. You don't know how those canned goods were stored. You don't know if they were properly packaged in the first place. I know this freeze-dried food's good. I know it's going to be. I'm going to crack that in 25 years, and I'm going to eat. It's fine. I'm not worried about it. Worst case scenario, you say, well, what if you get botulism? Well, that shit's going to die if it's boiled. It's fine. We'll make it safe. It'll be fine. Will it maybe not be as nutritionally dense? Maybe not. But it's not going to kill me. And it's going to put something in my stomach. I will get calories and energy out of it. Is it going to be as good as the day it was freeze-dried? Probably not. But that's with anything that you're storing. So it really doesn't matter, does it? No. I also like to see the preppers that say, hey, I'm not stocking toilet paper. And you scratch your head, well, what are you going to wipe your ass with? And they come up with this idea of, well, I'll just get leaves out of the woods. Cool, what are you going to do in the winter? Wipe with a pine cone? What's your fucking plan? What are you going to do then? But I love the prepper wholeheartedly that says, I'm not stocking toilet paper because I got a bidet. Because I've done the math and the bidet is cheaper than stocking toilet paper. And they're right. It absolutely is. And I love the prepper that's like, hey, the bidet takes up no space and no storage and I can use it now and I could use it in the apocalypse. And you're fucking right, you can. That's the guy I love. That's the prepper I love. The person that is thinking outside the box and going above and beyond and going the extra mile and realizing where efforts are useless and realizing what better things there are to do. That's the prepper that I love. Okay? I like the prepper who has the seed bank that says, fuck stocking vegetables and canned goods. Why would I do that when I can grow these myself and pressure can them. That's the prepper I love to see. Anybody can go buy shit and put it in a fucking closet. Anybody can do that. What mentality do you possess that's going to absolutely, wholeheartedly have you fucking survive the apocalypse? And I've said this before on the show many times over the years. Survival is a built-in human instinct. That doesn't go away. It's built into us. And the prime example I give to prove this to people is very, very simple. When we were all kids, we'd all be at the public pool or you'd be in the bathtub, you'd be somewhere. And it was like, let me see how long I can hold my breath underwater. But say you never got that opportunity. Say you were one of these kids that I'm going to hold my breath till I pass out to piss my parents off. Or whatever. Or you were in class with the other kids at recess, whatever. And you said, how long can you hold your breath? I can hold my breath for a minute. There was a reason why you eventually stopped holding your breath and you took a breath of air. Because your body needed the oxygen to survive. That is a built-in instinct. Prove me fucking wrong. Try. Try to prove me wrong. You can't do it. Survival is built in. You don't hold your hand over a flame until it burns off your flesh. Eventually, you pull away. Because you're getting a signal to your brain that your body's in danger. This hurts. I'm giving you pain. This hurts. Your nerve endings are burning up, stupid. Get away from the fire. You don't continuously burn yourself on the stove every day before you learn, hey, that shit's hot. You learn, okay? Your body wants to survive. Survival is built in. We're going to do an episode soon talking about cannibalism and how often that occurs in survival situations. You'll eat your buddy to survive. Isn't that something wild to think about? We want to survive that badly. We'll eat a friend. We'll eat a loved one. We'll eat a relative. Because that's how bad you want to survive. That you will resort to cannibalism in order to put something in your stomach.
Fire is one of the most basic essentials for survival. Whether you're camping, hiking, or preparing for disaster, Blackbeard has your six. Go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code Doomsday for 10% off your entire purchase. Blackbeard offers stormproof matches, plasma arc lighters, fire starters, and ferro rods, all of which are great for your bug out bag. Once again, go to www.blackbeardfire.com and utilize code Doomsday for 10% off your entire purchase.
Now, I would like to think that none of these circumstances would come down to that. But survival's built in. You'll drink your own pee for survival. If it comes down to it, you'll be so goddamn thirsty and parched and dehydrated, you'll say, hey, that's liquid. And I know it's disgusting and I know it sucks, but I need something. I'm dying of thirst. I need something. And you'll drink your own piss. If it really came down to it, you'll drink your own piss. Not the recommended for survival, by the way, not the progester. I don't think you should drink your own piss. I think you should work on your water filtration. And you should have a way to process water, and you should have a way to obtain water. That should be your biggest prep, is the water. In my opinion, that's what I think. Have the water. Now, before I keep droning on about how you all suck and you won't survive the apocalypse, because I know I'm probably pissing a lot of people off at this point, let me tell you something. It's not too late to start prepping. It's not too late to give yourself a sense of comfort. It's not too late to do this, okay? It's very easy and damn near free, and you might be able to do this with some things you have laying around your house right now. You could pick up a pencil. You could pick up a pen. You can grab a sheet of paper, an old receipt, a napkin, a shoebox. And you could start writing a list of things that you would like to have within your stockpile. You could write down a plan of what you need to do, okay? And what you could do is you could start executing that plan. You could start setting a budget. You could literally set yourself a $20 a week fucking budget for prep stuff and go and accumulate that. Like, everybody goes to the grocery store about once a week, right? Maybe sometimes more. it ain't shit for you to be like, hey, I'm at the grocery store. I'm going to buy an extra $20 worth of canned goods this trip. And when you sit down and you take the tuna and the bean, the can of beans and the canned chili meat and whatever it is you're buying and that canned goods, and you say, wow, that $20 got me a week's worth of food. Holy shit. This is enough calories to survive for a week. Well, goddamn. And you do that again and again and again and again. And 90 days goes by and you're like, holy shit. I just built one hell of a food stock because Jester said to do this. And now I feel really confident that I won't have to leave the house in the moment shit hits the fan. Isn't that interesting? I put down Starbucks for a fucking week and now I got food stocks for 3 months. Well, that's a little overzealous. But you get what I'm saying. You understand the point that I'm trying to make. And the reason why I'm saying it's this easy, because that guy that didn't prep, that didn't take any time to do anything, it's on him when shit hits the fan. It's nobody's job to take care of him. It's nobody's job to invite him into your house and be like, hey, bud, I'll help you out. Like, no, that's not your fucking job. That's his job to prepare for himself and his family, or her job, right? It is that individual's job to prepare for themselves. It is nobody else's personal fucking responsibility. It is not. And that's the end of it. That's the end of the story. I don't care what any fucking, I don't give a shit what anybody's excuse is. If they say, well, my house was robbed, someone stole all my food stocks, you should have hit it better. That's on you, dude. Like, you're a prepper. You didn't think to spread shit out. You put everything in one fucking spot. Are you stupid? Right? If somebody comes at you with the excuse of, well, my place is too small to prep, I don't have the room. Bullshit. I have apartment preppers that listen to this show that basically live in shoeboxes and have a year's worth of food. Don't give me that shit. There's a lot of people out there, well, Jester, why would I stock gardening stuff? Because I live in an apartment. I have nowhere to garden. I have listeners of this fucking show that live in apartments that have emergency seed banks and watch YouTube videos and follow gardeners on TikTok so they can gain the knowledge now. I have listeners that fucking study the farmer's almanacs that don't even garden because they want to try to retain information about things. There is not one good excuse anybody can give me about why they're not doing something. Do you understand? So when shit hits the fan, so to speak, in any capacity that that may be, your survival is on you. It's not on your friend. It's not on your buddy. It's not on your neighbor. It's not on your mommy and daddy. This is on you. And if you don't like this message, sorry guys, 911 calls are coming in. If you don't like this message and this upsets you or this bothers you, that means you're one of these people. Because I know I'm going to get emails after this episode that are like, Jester, who the fuck pissed you off? What put you on this soapbox today?
Want to be a guest on the show? Email itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com. That's itsdoomsdaypodcast@gmail.com.
And there's no one in particular. It is our fucking society. It is killing me. You know, motherfuckers out there can't boil water. And they think that they're going to survive the apocalypse because they got some canned pears and an extra roll of toilet paper in the cabinet. No. That is not the case. You will not survive. When Big Daddy Prep was still in here with me doing the show, we would simplify things down for you guys, like really, really easy. You know, you need this much water a day to drink. You need this much water a day for hygiene. And you need to have this much water put back to deal with emergency medical situations because you're going to want good, clean, distilled water to clean a wound with. So if you can't stock it, fucking make it. Figure out a way to make it. How many of you went out and bought a still? I got one, so I could distill water. That's something everybody should have. And if you don't have one, you can make one. I've done videos online showing you guys how to distill water with a mason jar, tea light candles, and a Red Bull can. You can fucking do this easier than what you think you can. It takes dedication. It takes the mindset of survival. And you may not have it now, but when shit hits the fan, you fucking will. How many of you got creative and started learning new shit and doing new shit when you were stuck in the house during the lockdowns? My wife all of a sudden started baking bread like a crazy person. I'm looking at stylists and I'm like, I know you could bake and you could cook, but man, you are cranking out some bread. This is awesome. She looks at me. She says, what the fuck else am I going to do? Like, we're stuck in the house. I can't go to work. I'm like, well, you, sweetheart, you bring up a good point. What else are you going to do? So people will get creative. You will learn to do things. The lockdowns should have taught us a valuable lesson, but it was a lesson that was soon fucking forgotten. The shortages affected everybody differently, regionally. Depending on where you lived at, these were different. They weren't the same for everybody. And when you have people talk about the supply chain didn't break down, that's bullshit. It was a hoax. Bread, toilet paper, and bottled water were gone in stores around me. And it took a long time for that shit to be replenished. Also, cleaning supplies, gone. There was no Clorox on the shelves. There was no Lysol wipes. They were gone. I've said this so many times on the show. It's not a supply chain. It's a web. And the web is based off regional distribution. So not everybody was affected by the same shortages. Seemed like it was just toilet paper that was massively across the board that affected everybody, which is crazy to me. If you're not sharing out this show to help your neighbor, cousin, boyfriend, mother-in-law prep, whoever the fuck, start sharing this. There are years of categorized content with this show, okay? And if you got a topic suggestion, if there's something you want to know, email in. We've covered a lot of bases on the show. We haven't covered everything. But this is a great place for the new prepper to start. And if you want to come out and meet people, you know, at Prep Stock, something really cool we're going to have is we're going to have a prepper round table where me and Local Prepper and Minnie Haven Homestead and Rusty Shackelford and B-Man J and all of us are going to get together in a group, and we're going to sit around, and we're going to have a speaker stick, and we're going to pass around this fucking prep stick, and you're going to be able to ask us questions. Real-world fucking preppers are answering your questions in person at this event. That in itself is worth it. There's a lot of things that are coming with Prep Stock that make it worth it. PrepStock.net. If you can get out there and come to the event and get a ticket, if you're fortunate enough to where you can do that and up your survival game, you should totally do that. I'm not this pissed off on a normal day. I'm really not. But I've had enough of watching society fall to the wayside. Americans are getting fatter. They're getting more lazy. They're getting more dependent on fast food and fucking corporations. And all these things are going to be gone when shit hits the fan. Along with 911 to come out and help you with cardiac arrest. That's it. I'm out of here. Have a great night, everybody.
Is an emergency action message. At approximately 1 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, NORA is tracking 15 ICBM nuclear missiles inbound to the following cities: Orlando, Miami, Pittsburgh, Dover, Newark, Richland, Philadelphia, New York City, Baltimore, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, Seattle, Detroit. This is an extremely deadly situation. Stay tuned, the next emergency message will be a presidential address.